When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we got breaking news right here into First Take, straight from Adam Schefter. I'm going to read his tweet right now. The Bills are finalizing a trade to send four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation, sources tell ESPN. We were just talking, obviously, about Stephon Diggs moments ago. Louis Riddick, your response.
But the Texans are not playing around.
Like, this is between what they have done in free agency. Look on the defensive side of the football with the additions of guys like Danico Autry, Azeez Al-Shaair. And then on offense, now they get Joe Mixon at running back. They re-signed Dalton Schultz. They already have Tank Dell. They already have Nico Collins. Yeah. They already have Noah Brown. And then you add him into the mix here, along with CJ, who has already taken over this organization as the unquestioned, bona fide alpha, along with D'Amico kind of like overseeing this entire thing and drawing out of these guys the kind of performance, camaraderie, leadership, accountability that he's drawn out of them. But you have to tip your cap right now to Nick Caserio in terms of what he is getting done down there. He has catapulted them, I believe, now to the very top of the South, and they are firmly in the mix now to be able to deal with teams like Baltimore, deal with teams like Kansas City on a toe-to-toe type basis. Now, I know those are huge leaps considering how Baltimore dominated them last year in the playoffs, but this is how you make those steps. You go out and get these difference makers. Look, C.J. Stroud is going to be a top three, four quarterback this year. Mm-hmm. He'll be in that mix where you're going to be sitting there going, okay, well, where does he stack up with Josh? Where does he stack up with Joe Burrow? Where does he stack up with Lamar and all? He's going to be right in there now. He's going to be right in there. And as a team, what they are doing on both sides of the football and who they have at the helm right now in D'Amico, who was going to quickly solidify his place as a top four or five coach in the NFL, this organization, it is going straight up. It is going parabolic what they're getting done down there, especially this offseason. And it all started last year when, quite honestly, CJ fell to them and fell right in their lap. And it was the best thing that ever happened to him.
Mm-hmm. Blame David Tepper for that. The owner of Carolina. Yes. But you are 1,000% right from a Houston standpoint. That team is a good team. They got good receivers. They got a couple of tight ends. He's a good coach. Stroud's great. Diggs will be into it. Warm weather. Division's easy. Oh, 100%. 100%. I'll take it from the Buffalo angle. And you're not going to like it, but I'm going to say it. I think Buffalo, this is the right move for the Bills. He had been here a long time. He gets annoyed if he doesn't get the ball. Stevie just gave you the rundown as far as his second half of the year is concerned. He did not play well in the playoff game against Kansas City. I think Buffalo is time for them to move on. Now, Houston does not have a number one pick. Stevie just looked at it.
Yeah.
They don't have a number one pick.
Jeffy just tweeted a little bit ago about
second
the compensation.
Round.
So they're getting a 2025 second round pick via Minnesota, and Texans obviously receive Stephon Diggs and a 2024 sixth round pick and a 2025 fifth round pick.
So they don't even get a pick this year for him. Yeah. This is next year pick. So, wow, look at that. They didn't even get a pick. But I understand why Buffalo did it.
Yeah.
Not a lot of help for this year, but I get why Buffalo did it.
Well, they're going to look, this is a wide receiver deep draft. They've got to get one.
I agree.
You've got to have more firepower, especially in the AFC. Look, Josh is great. And we had that discussion earlier about look at what Patrick has done with less than any other quarterback in the NFL in terms of winning at the highest level. I don't know if Josh is ready for that. We're going to find out because it's just perfect that this happened considering what the last segment was.
Oh, it's perfect.
We're going to find out now.
Perfect.
We're going to find out just how much.
Stevie set it up.
How much? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you knew this was going down, Brick.
I didn't know this deal.
Yeah, you know what?
I didn't know this deal. I'm not you, my brother. I'm not that wise. I will tell you this. I've been talking about it since the summertime. I said Stephon Diggs didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And this is validation. I understand that people want to act like it's just a trade. No, the man has wanted out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He lost belief in the franchise. He believed they missed their window. And he was wearing his emotion on his sleeve. All we have to do is go to the videotape and you can see that.
Yeah.
I came on the air and I reported it in the summer. Mm-hmm. He went through this season, and I said, you cannot come back next season with him. And he clearly wanted out. And so for me, he should be thankful because the Buffalo Bills sent him to a really, really good situation. Oh. C.J. Stroud is an absolute stud. This brother can ball. He is something special. Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz. These brothers can play now. And so when you look at it from that perspective, you talked about them bringing up Mixon. I will remind you, we can look at the blowout loss, the lopsided loss, rather, that Baltimore handed to them in the divisional playoff round. Let us not forget what they did to Cleveland the week before that, okay? Cleveland, I understand they had Joe Flacco. It wasn't Deshaun Watson, but Joe Flacco had great moments for Cleveland at some point in time this year. They got to the playoffs. Their defense is real and a whole bit, and the Houston Texans gave it to them. And so when I look at it from that standpoint, I'm looking at the talent that the Houston Texans have on this squad. Again, Sirianni and those guys, I'm of the mindset. I'll give credit where credit's due. I am no fan of the Texans as an organization with McNair and them, and I don't like what they was doing with black coaches hiring them and getting rid of them.
Oh, they killed Curry. They let him. They fired him after 1 year.
I was disgusted with all of that, but there is no denying that DeMeco Ryans is a sensational young coach. He was my coach of the year. When I look at him and what he brings to the table and what C.J. Stroud brings to the table and the personnel they have, this offense is going to be even more prolific. And as a result, look out for the Houston Texans. This is a big-time pickup. And also, last thing about Diggs. I understand he can come across as a bit petulant at times. He was in Minnesota. He was clearly the best receiver. They tried to give more love to Adam Thielen. You understand? Mm-hmm. He wanted out of Minnesota. Like you pointed out, Josh Allen elevated once Stephon Diggs arrived. The brother is a difference maker, the game changer, notwithstanding the postseason performance against Kansas City just now. And now he's going to Houston. Wherever he goes, the quarterbacks look better. And C.J. Stroud was looking big time without him.
Yeah.
So imagine what C.J. Stroud is going to look like now. Look out for the Houston Texans.
You can sense the kind of camaraderie, culture that DeMeco is going to be putting into place now. Mm-hmm. DeMeco is one of those dudes. What was DeMeco's nickname?
He's a culture builder.
In college and when he was in Houston and when he was in Philadelphia as a player was Mufasa. Like, he's the wise one. He's kind of has a presence that goes well beyond his age. Very wise, very stoic, very strong. Like a guy who is he's just a natural born alpha. He just is. And you remember the clip last year where he was talking to, I can't remember his name, the linebacker from the Texans. No, it was he's a guy who played for Alabama. His name will come to me.
Will Anderson.
It was a play where he came over to the sideline and he said, look, you're going to pick this ball when you do this. Just read the quarterback's eyes. Tight end's going to run a little stick route. I just want you to jump in front of it. You're going to pick it and you're going to go. They were showing him, telling him this on the sideline. He goes out on the field and it happens instantly.
Ball.
Exactly. The very next play. That's the kind of impact that he has on this organization overall. They believe what he says because he's someone who has demonstrated the ability to be able to get players in the best positions and let them excel. What he has done, the way he brought along Bobby
Slunk. Was it Christian Harris?
That's who it was. Alabama. Yep, 48. And so Christian was one of my favorite players when he came out in the draft. He takes those guys and just continues to develop them overall. And he's not just a defensive coach, which is a whole nother subject about this whole thing about do you need an offensive coordinator in order to elevate a quarterback?
You know you're missing the big headline, right?
What's that?
The big headline is they're probably the best team in Texas.
Oh, God.
And you're right.
Oh, God.
And you know what? You know what, though? That, no, real talk, you're right. Look, this team, I'm telling you, this changes the dynamic. They've already been doing work this offseason, man. And now with him, come on now.
I'll tell you something else. ESPN, come on. Watch him get the Monday night game because Buffalo plays Houston. They both won the division.
That's must-see now. Must-see TV.
How about Houston at Buffalo in a game in October?
I don't know if it's on the schedule, but I'm hoping it's Houston against Dallas because you see down Dallas. Down Dallas, Texas, right? So what's going to happen with those Dallas Cowboys
fans? That is your southern accent.
They're going to sit up there and they're going to monitor this situation. And it's one thing for you not to win a Super Bowl. That's bad enough. It's one thing for you not to make an NFC championship game in 29 years. That's even worse. But it's another thing entirely when you ain't even the best team in Texas. Because that goes to somebody. They got a younger quarterback. They got
better quarterback.
They got a younger quarterback. They have the better coach. And excuse me, and these brothers ain't gonna cost $60 million against your cap right now. You
understand
what I'm saying? I mean, you got to pay CeeDee Lamb, you got to pay Dak Prescott, you got to figure out a way to play Micah Parsons. And all the Houston Texans are doing is saying, howdy, we're here. You understand? And our focus is on the right things. I'm just saying.
And I tell you, if you have a quarterback who's great and he's young and you don't got to pay him, your team can be so much better because you don't have to pay the quarterback all the money.
Yeah,
so you have all that money to work with.
But we want people to get paid.
You know what, though?
Not
for
as a second-year player.
You know, there's two teams that just jump to the forefront of your mind right now when you think about young quarterbacks, young weapons. Coach-quarterback combination is working. They're making all the right moves. You think of, in the AFC, you think of the Texans, and in the NFC, you think of the Green Bay Packers. Those are the two teams that right now, I'm telling you, that might be my Super Bowl
pick. I'd rather have Stroud, though, than Love. Give me a choice, I take Stroud.
That's a great debate question.
What?
I take
Stroud or Love?
Stroud or
Jordan Love.
I don't think it's a debate. Definitely Stroud.
Well, I'm taking Stroud. I just think there'd be people who would pick that, right?
I got to give props where props is due to Jordan Love, no doubt about it. But he beat the Cowboys. You know, when he went up against somebody a bit more formidable, dare I say, he went home.
CJ Stroud
showed him as a rookie.
Five for nine, 30 yards, two picks last quarter and a half against San Francisco.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That bothered me.
Yeah.
All right. We'll leave it there. We'll keep you updated with everything going on in Texas and Houston and also in Buffalo.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
WWE superstar Cody Rhodes joins us now as WrestleMania 40 is this Saturday and Sunday live from Lincoln Financial Field in Philly. You'll be part of the main event each night. I want to talk about that entrance, though, because it looks amazing.
Pretty fly.
The crowd, they go, whoa, along with you as you do, you know, you lean your head back and all that stuff. What is that feeling like? I saw you watching it. You look like you were smiling and enjoying just watching yourself go through that. How is it?
I feel like it's a shot of adrenaline, like straight to the heart. With the schedule we have and how we're going, sometimes you might be on a low and then you have that moment, the pyro, the music, and then the collective energy, because that's the biggest thing about pro wrestling and sports entertainment. Can you touch them?
Right,
you know,
yeah,
can
yeah.
You, can you? And for them to do that for me, they've made that song. I've had that song everywhere I went. Mm. Now it's become this thing that we woe together. I love it.
Listen, man, you're talking to a dude right now. I mean, I go back many years. From the NWA to the WWF to the WWE, I love my wrestling, man. I'm so proud of what y'all do. I think that y'all are just absolute experts in the world of entertainment. I'm a huge fan. I got to ask you this. I saw The Rock slap you.
He did.
At a press conference.
He did.
They slapped you, man. You know, as Charlie Murphy, the late Charlie Murphy, God rest his soul, and Dave Chappelle's video said, you don't slap a man. You understand? Mm-hmm. But he slapped you. Ultimately, you ended up getting him back. I want you to tell us, what is the return of The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, meant to the sport, meant to you personally? Mm.
I think it's different than everyone anticipated. The Rock is a Mount Rushmore pro wrestler, sports entertainer. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you ask anybody, who's your Mount Rushmore, The Rock is on it. Mm-hmm. However, he came back thinking, oh, I'll just step into the main event with Roman Reigns, me and my cousin, going to do this family thing. And I was so blessed that the fans did not want that.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to finish the story. WrestleMania 40, kicking back from WrestleMania 39. Because of that, the byproduct is the final boss, Rock.
Mm.
And the final boss, the only comparison I can make in terms of just watching him from the outside looking in, feels very Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Mm. Okay.
Very, it's a whole nother layer.
Isn't that a great thing?
And that's, I don't want to say all kinds of positive things about The Rock, but I can tell you that's the staying power. Like, you turned this and made this into something incredibly different and unique and very special.
The Rock, Roman Reigns, Bloodline. You've been, you know, got a few spans in about a year now. What has that been like for you?
Oh.
What's it done for you?
Well, you're coming off of WrestleMania 39. That's the Super Bowl of what we do in the WWE and pro wrestling in general. And it felt amazing to be in the main event. Mm. Amazing. My father was never in the main event. My brother was never in the main event in terms of a WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. So hard to get there. But then I lost.
Mm.
And I took the long walk. And even with the suspension of disbelief in what we do, what's real, what isn't, that's a tough loss. Mm. It's tough to look at 80,000 people and, hey, it's going to be okay. It's tough. But the whole time, it was just about getting back. Can I get back?
Right.
And I was always on track to get back. Mm-hmm. And The Rock threw a little wrinkle on that, but we're still there. We're heading to WrestleMania.
Let's pause for 1 second here because you said your daddy. And you don't just throw out your daddy without ever reminding everybody who this man. We talking about Dustin Rhodes, the American Dream. That's what we're talking about, okay? That's your daddy. When you look at yourself and what you've been able to accomplish in your career, how much credit do you give to him? What he's meant to your wrestling career? And in terms of your own aspirations, what do you foresee for yourself, knowing what, no pun intended, but your bloodline, what that entails?
Well, Dusty would often refer to himself as a super genius. I'm a super genius. And he would claim that osmosis of super genius, if you were around him, you would get some of that. I hope I did. I hope I got some super genius.
Right.
However, I am far more like my mom.
Okay.
Mean old little Cuban lady. who ready to fight at all times.
Right.
And just a work ethic like no other. Because I feel like I didn't have the Dusty charisma, or I didn't even have my brother's height and athleticism. But I thought, I got my mom's go.
Yeah.
And that's what's got me there. So I feel like so many of the decisions I made with leaving WWE, creating an alternative promotion, all these things I've done, they were things that my dad probably would have said, don't. But I had to get out there and do it. I had to rattle those cages. I had to leave home to be treated like an adult. And it's all worked out.
Okay, so it all comes down to this weekend, right? We're looking forward to it, obviously. Can we expect you to finish your story this weekend?
Well, if I don't finish the story, I might as well move over to commentary at that point. I might as well hit the booth because this...
It's not a bad thing. It's a lot of money.
No. A lot of money. But there's a thing we, in our world, the good guy, you'll hear him referred to as the baby face, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard enough to be a good guy in 2024, and they've rode with me, these fans.
Yeah.
They've been supportive. They've created the We Want Cody movement, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I lost again, I feel like you lose their faith. And more than anything, even if I didn't believe WrestleMania 40 that I was leaving undisputed WWE champion, if I didn't believe, they believe. So I got to do it for them.
Yeah.
And I believe,
but they believe. So how much pressure do you feel? I mean, you just said it. I mean, I didn't say it. You broke it down like that. I mean, considering the pressure that you just applied to yourself, is it possible that you're heaping a bit too much pressure on yourself and that could work the other way in your mind?
I'm of the thought that put all the pressure on. Put it all. I want to be up at the plate, bottom of the ninth. Give me all the pressure. I feel that's the only way I can will it into existence. Put the goal out there. Mm-hmm. Have the world hear it so that I can't not get it. Now, pressure, though, in terms of Saturday is completely different to Sunday, because Sunday's Roman Reigns. That's the match that I've been dreaming of, the match that I want. Saturday is a returning Rock, 12 years outside the ring, mm-hmm. but clearly can still go.
Right.
And myself and Seth Rollins against him and Roman Reigns. That has a bearing on Sunday. That happens if they win Saturday, Sunday is
a free-for-all. But what the hell? I mean, listen, I shook your hand, gave you a hug. It was great to see you, and I'm a real fan, but I mean, you hardcore, my brother. I mean, you in some shape now. But that back-to-back nights you're fighting, I mean, that's a lot.
He's made for it.
That's a lot. That's a lot of stamina, Cody.
You are dead on, but here's the thing. Seth has been injured, so his knees, he's been off a couple of the shows as of late. He is 100% now. Roman, and this is not a negative, is a part-time champion. He is literally only there part-time. Mm-hmm. The Rock, 12 years removed. Mm-hmm. If there's one person who's ready to go both nights, it's the guy who's been doing every single show, mm-hmm. every single minute, and that's moi.
You know,
that's
in,
me.
In a different kind of way, listen, I had never been to WrestleMania until last year.
Oh, wow.
Now, I've been in this business for 30 years. It's one of the greatest times I've ever had in my life.
Good.
I ain't gonna front. I mean, it was spectacular.
I was there
the whole weekend. It was spectacular. I'm wondering, when you consider the position that you're in and what WrestleMania has mm-hmm. meant to the sports and entertainment world throughout these decades, what level of pressure do you feel to make sure you live up to that? I'm not talking about the fighter now. I'm talking about the hype and the hoopla and everything that comes with it. Because when we think WrestleMania, I'm telling you right now, there's no one that has experienced that event that walks away unhappy. It is spectacular. It's a spectacular event. What about you feeling the need to live up to that at all? Do you?
Well, I always tell everybody WrestleMania, if they're new to this, they haven't put their toe in the water yet, watch a WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. That's really what we do. If you got a preconceived idea of what wrestling is, watch WrestleMania. Oh, that's what it is. Mm. When it comes to the pressure, WrestleMania 40. I got a Rolex here with a 4-0 on
it. That's a pretty deal.
Commemorating the event right here.
Rolex right there. I have to confess.
40 years of WWE.
Right.
Yeah.
Some unbelievable, the Attitude Era, the Golden Age. We're in what we call kind of a Renaissance era right now because it's everywhere and everything. Mm-hmm. If I was to list all the things that WrestleMania is, I'd probably not want to leave my hotel room. I'd probably be scared to death, right?
Yeah.
But what is it, the John Wayne quote? Scared to death, but I'm saddling up anyways.
Yeah.
I'm going in. This is WrestleMania 40. To be in that main event, not just night one, but night two. And if we can execute, if we can deliver, give them a lasting memory that they will walk away from it like you did last year,
right,
wanting to come back and wanting to be part of WWE. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. I think I'm the man for the job.
Well, you already pulled something off before I let her go and ask you another question. I mean, I got to admit here on national television, it's very rare I say this about anybody, but between the suit the watch, I'm like, damn,
I want to
look like
flexing,
you.
I'm not going to lie.
I want to look like you. I mean, I just got to throw that out there. Man. Well, go ahead, Chris.
He showed me up a little bit.
I'm sitting there, I got to go check out that watch. I got to go find that one.
Okay, you're talking about pressure, and there's two players on the women's side of the NCAA tournament who showed up this season for sure and making it to the Final Four. Paige Becker is Caitlin Clark. They're matching up on Friday. Who do you have in that matchup?
I'm going to go ahead and say Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
Because I'm part of the, I feel like the Caitlin Clark effect. What is it, 12.3 million people tuned into this game?
Yeah. That's right.
So in the wrestling biz, that's what we call a draw. She's the hot hand. She's the draw. Buckets is amazing, no doubt. But I'm going to follow Caitlin Clark, hoping she finishes her story.
Do you think either one of them can beat South Carolina?
Oh, I think whoever's coming out of this, Clark or Buckets, I think they beat South Carolina.
Okay.
I do.
I don't know if I agree. I'm looking at South Carolina led by Dawn Staley, back-to-back undefeated seasons. You get to avenge Caitlin Clark for dropping 41 on you in the Final Four last year. You're undefeated again this year, and you've got those big matches. I don't blame you. I understand. Caitlin Clark is special.
Right.
Caitlin Clark is special, and Paige Becker's got something to prove because she was out last year with that knee injury. So she was out the whole year, okay? But she was the national player of the year as a freshman the year before that. So, and she's back on the scene. So she's got her own objective, and I get that. But South Carolina, I mean, when I think about South Carolina, I mean, some people could look at you, Cody, and they're looking at you like you South Carolina. Excuse me.
Oh,
you the big one they got to knock off.
Undefeated.
And how easy is that going to be?
Now I'm in South Carolina.
Yeah, she's South like, Carolina. Wait.
I got
sense.
You.
That
I got
makes
you.
Sense.
But that's how I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, okay, South Carolina, they should be the favorites, but Caitlin Clark is something special. What does it take in your estimation? What are the requirements in today's day and age, according to you, to be box office? Because you're box office. That's what I'm asking you.
This word may not be completely applicable, but I think it is.
Okay.
You got to be real.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when box office was larger than life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like box office today, there's got to be some connection. There's got to be something between you and the consumer.
Right.
That's my guy. That's my girl. It has to be. They don't want to see larger than life. They want to see themselves in.
Relatable.
Relatable.
Yeah.
Relatable. And I feel like for our game, that's been the case, because how I do things and the character that I am on screen, at least for WWE, it's me.
Right.
You know, I wish I could say, it's me.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's worked for me so far. So I'd say that.
Well, I wish we could hang out all day, but we got to let you go. Thank you
thank
so much,
you
Cody.
This
and
weekend.
Be sure to watch.
For
yeah, for
thank
sure.
You.
Right.
Be sure to watch WrestleMania 40 live from Lincoln Financial Field
that.
In Philly this Saturday
that.
And Sunday.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
We got breaking news this morning in to First Take. Adam Schefter tweeting that the Bills are finalizing a trade to send four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation. There is what they get right there. The Bills receive a 2025 second-round pick via Minnesota. Texans will get Stephon Diggs and a 2024 sixth-round pick and a 2025 fifth-round pick. We got Lewis Riddick and Mad Dog joining Stephen A. again. All right, Lewis, I'm going to start with you. What impact will this Stephon Diggs trade have on the league?
Look, it gives Houston a true number one, a guy who has proven it like over the past 5 years. Like I said, he led the league in among wide receivers in catches, number two in targets, among the leaders in first downs produced, touchdowns. I mean, he did it all in Buffalo. He elevated that football team. He elevated Josh Allen's play when he got there. That's why they brought him there. That's why they're bringing him to Houston, to take this offense to another level, to take C.J. Stroud to another level. But see, here's the thing. Like, he's not being brought in here to be the culture setter, the alpha, the guy who turns this team around. This team was already turned around. It was already heading in the right direction. This is about elevation. This is about being able to deal with Baltimore, to deal with Kansas City, to deal with Buffalo, to be quite honest with you, to deal with the teams, to win their division. That's what this is about. This is about not just stockpiling talent. It's about bringing him in and making him a part of a great culture down there that D'Amico Ryans has already built. Now, I'll tell you this. I would venture so far as to say this. I would bet you hear very much so less in terms of Stephon Diggs not being happy down here, like maybe you heard in Buffalo, simply because of what they have in place from top down here, starting with the head coach. You really think D'Amico Ryans comes off as someone who's going to put up with anything other than when you walk into the building, it's about winning here. He comes from that culture at Alabama. He had that culture when he was a Texan, when he was in Philadelphia. That's what he was all about, and that's what he's been about as a coordinator, wow, and now as a head coach. This is a perfect acquisition for Stephon Diggs,
right,
as much as it is for the Texans.
Yo, definitely for Stephon Diggs, but I think that to move the story forward, because we know what it is. We know that an all-world wide receiver has arrived in Houston and is going to be, obviously, an additional target for the great young C.J. Stroud and, obviously, the great coach that is D'Amico Ryans. We get all of that. I think it's important to point out, you can't mess this up, Stephon. Can't do it. You got traded out of Minnesota. You got traded out of Buffalo. When we look at you and we see your greatness, but we see that you have been moved not once but twice, and we've heard the storylines associated with you, you can't go to Houston now and be a malcontent. This is the kind of stuff that needs to be said on a platform like this. You've got Nico Collins. You got Tank Dell. You got Schultz, you got Mixon there now, coming from Cincinnati. We know what he's capable of doing. They're considered a great young franchise, head coach, quarterback. You have the cornerstones in place. By the way, offensive and defensive rookies of the year. I mean, Will Anderson, yeah. I mean, this brother can ball, you know, coming out of Alabama. We saw what he did on the defensive side of the ball. You saw what they did in the first playoff game against the Cleveland Browns. We saw what they did throughout the season, winning some of the games that they won during the regular season. You cannot roll up in there, and because the targets are not enough, the touchdown catches are not enough, you know, others are being looked at, you know, they're getting the ball distributed to them, you can't be that guy. I'm not saying Stephon Diggs is. I'm saying that's your reputation, bro. Somewhere along the way, this is how it goes. And now that you're in Houston, with this team on the rise, with the potential there, any problems that happen, folks going to look and say what he had to do with it. That's what he has to be careful of.
I was going to say the exact same thing. The son of a gun stole right out of my mouth, because Jefferson, he left Minnesota. They brought Jefferson in. Good move for the Vikings. Obviously, we know that Diggs didn't finish well with Buffalo. I think a lot of Buffalo fans are going to say goodbye and good riddance. You and I were talking inside there about the receivers. Sounds like they're going to get a good one. A lot of receivers in this draft. They only get a second-round pick, 2025, and that's going to be, what, about 50? Vikings about middle of the pack, probably. So they get 50th. And I was just thinking about this, a couple things. One, the Houston offensive coordinator is a good coordinator. What's his name?
Bobby Slowick.
He's good. And now he's got another toy to play with. That's number one. And how about the city of Houston now in sports? The Astros have been to 7 straight American League Championship Series and won 2 titles. The Rockets are on the come. The Houston basketball team is very good.
Can I just
and
say
now
this,
you got this
I,
team.
Can I just
That's
say
a
this about the, about the Rockets? Is there a more fun team to watch in the NBA than the Rockets?
Had a hell of a year.
These dudes are like a flying trapeze act.
That's how you're looking at it.
You know what
how
I mean?
I'm looking at it is that we got distracted because of that story that involved Ime Udoka last season. This brother
he's
is
a good
great
coach.
Oh, there's no
coach.
That is
let me tell you
coach.
Something right now. We hope that Boston will come out of the East and potentially challenge Denver to win the championship. If Ime Udoka was coaching there, we'd expect it.
Yo, I'll tell you what. That is a fun team to watch. But you're right. Look, Houston.
Houston's got something going on. The whole city has got a lot
going
on.
There's only a few places where you know, you could say, like, when you were alluding to Stephon Diggs not messing this up, like, there's only a few places that could really handle a guy of this magnitude, and you feel good about the fact that, you know what, I have a feeling he's going to fit in. He's going to toe the line. He's probably going to change his approach and say, hey, look, you know, I've got this young king here and C.J. Stroud. Do I really want to mess with this? Do I really want to mess with D'Amico with the kind of things that he has done?
And if we're
just looking at a bigger picture
and
now.
And if we're being cool about it, he's a brother that's going from Buffalo to Houston. I'm talking about his cities.
There's this,
I mean, I think that's
life, true. That's
I think that life's
right
going to be a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Not to knock Buffalo, great city and all that, but.
Oh, you are knocking Buffalo, but I got
not, not, not that he meant Houston, to, but he is.
Houston's a bit different is what I'm trying to say.
But I'm saying, like, Will, they have done such a good job of getting good dudes down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to flip it over to Buffalo, and I keep looking at Josh Allen's picture over here, we're going to find out some things.
Yeah, now it's a little
we're going to find out a little bit. Because remember, the guy who you chase in the AFC, no matter who they put out there, he elevates them.
Yes, he does.
I do want to mention that now the Bills and the Texans both have the same odds to win the AFC. That's 20 minutes after that trade.
I can see why.
I don't see why the Texans would have the same odds.
Plus 750.
The Bills both Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs. As far as I'm concerned, that odds should be lower.
They went from plus 550 to plus 750.
And an easier division.
Louis Riddick, you're leaving us.
Easier division. Yeah.
It's good seeing you.
You bet.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com.
You know exactly what time it is.
He got mad at a chair. Yeah, yeah. You know he got
mad with the chair.
He got mad at an earpiece, mad at everything. All right,
let me say
today?
About Grease Spot Rings, I have the famous Louis Riddick here. I did not blow it. All right, I got three ones. We're going to do a little baseball here first. The Phillies 2 years ago got beaten Game 6 of the World Series when Alvarez hit a home run against Alvarado there at Minute Maid. Last year, they almost cost me my job, the idiots. They had a 3-2 lead against Arizona. I said if they win, they lose two, I'll retire. They actually did lose two. Diamondbacks go to the World Series. They lost both games at home. So what does Philadelphia do on opening day against Atlanta? They put a banner up celebrating that they won the wild card. The wild card? This is the Philadelphia Phillies. Who cares about wild card? When you blow a 3-2 lead in the NLCS, when you are heavily favored against the Diamondbacks, and the year before you lose to Houston after you had a 2-1 lead in the World Series, you do not be putting banners up on opening day celebrating, hey, look at us. We won 88 games and won the wild card. This is not freaking Jacksonville, Florida. This is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is Moses Malone. This is Chuck Klein. Look him up. That's who this is. This is it. Don't make me laugh. This is big time sports town. And
look
they're celebrating wild cards. Joe, me, crazy. Number one.
I agree.
That's a good start.
I agree.
Look him up.
You can't be celebrating a wild card in Philadelphia.
I worked
for 17 years. You don't celebrate a wild card.
I live right over the bridge in Jersey. I know that.
All right, number two. You like that one? Good. It's important I get it. I can care less about Stephen A. Critics the whole thing. Number two. I mean, Brad Underwood. My kid could have done a better job than him, and he's in Northern Arizona, and they stink. How about Brad Underwood for Illinois? Who ruined my pick, by the way? I had him in a championship game. How in the world does he say, we're going to go challenge Klingon the whole game? And so Illinois in the Elite Eight game in Boston, all they did is they challenged Mr. Klingon on offense. Block shots, block shots, block shots. They made him look like Wilt on defense, and then on offense, what did they do? Instead of shooting jumpers, they went to the basket. They didn't score in about 25 minutes, for crying out loud. And then when Underwood talks to Andy Katz during the game, Andy says to him, hey, Brad, how about a jump shot? No, we're going after Klingon. We're men. We're going to play our game. Hey, coach better than that. You don't shoot the jumper. He got 7'4". He's Marvin Webster. Look him up. He's the human eraser. He's a great defensive player. Do not
Yo, hey.
That I mean, was man, intense.
Dog. That I got it wrong. You're right. He's right.
Yeah, he's a seven footer.
Right. It was a horrible stretch. Listen, I went to grab some food for my sister. It was 23-23. Yeah. I came back. It was 53-23. A 30-0 run. I said, damn. I ain't seen that.
Oh, that was bad. You agree with that?
I agree with you, bro. I'm with you.
All right, here's 2-0 right now. You're 2-0, Dougie. This is a rare moment.
First off, the Mets are still waiting out last night's rain delay. Did you see that? It was a monsoon in New York, and they had all the fans sitting in the building at 11 o'clock at night. And the Mets are awful. 0-4, had a brutal week. But this is what bothered me. Did you see Jeff McNeil make a big deal about this stupid Rhys Hoskins slide? This is the one right here. He made a big deal about that slide. That's baseball. He's going in there hard. That's nothing wrong with that slide. And McNeil went absolutely crazy. Oh. They had to go out there, and they had to basically separate both teams. And Milwaukee, of course, won the game. The next day, the Mets struck. Look at Rhys Hoskins at the Clyburn. That drove me crazy. And here's what I thought of. We are going to show you what a slide is. Baseball throwback. Take a look at this. This is ugly. He broke freaking Tejada's leg in the playoffs a couple of years ago. Look at ugly of the Phillies. He didn't get even suspended. That's a slide. Yes, sir. And here's another one. That's 77 ALCS. This is Harper Cray. He takes Willie Randolph in the left field for crying out loud. Did not get suspended. And again, the Royals came back. Look at this slide, Louie. You didn't tackle as well as he did for crying out loud.
Whoa.
And then
whoa.
Number three, how about Pete Rose?
Oh, Lord.
In the All-Star game in 7 days at Red Rock Front Stadium. Bang! 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 That's a slide. That's the way you play baseball. And I got McNeil going crazy. Out of line.
Number three.
Woo!
You know what?
That good.
I'm with you right there. That slide, I mean, you can start crying about that.
When you consider the highlights that you called up, what, exceptional.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because you're McNeil complaining about that compared to those things. Obviously, he has no case. However, listen, the play that Tejada ultimately injured, come on, that was excessive. You know, that guy should have been thrown out of that game. He should have been suspended for that. And in today's day and game, when you see injuries will ultimately take somebody out because you injured their leg and what have you, it will compromise the bottom line of the sport. We do have to take that into consideration.
But stop. That was nothing in that slide.
It was nothing compared to the videos that you've shown. You're absolutely right.
Dog, you know
I'm
what,
just
dog?
Saying you can avoid doing that because you need cats staying in the game. You went after their legs. You went after their legs. That's the problem.
Even on its own.
I had no problem with Pete Rose, though.
That vicious.
Nah, it's not that big a deal.
That one on its own. You can't compare it to them other
You can't compare it to the other ones, but you don't need to be going after somebody's legs.
That's straight
now, Pete Rose, that catcher was away from home plate and blocking the path to the plate. He deserved to get run over. But the others was excessive.
Well, wasn't that that one with Willie Randolph? I mean, the dude was. He was like way over here.
The highlights are fantastic. And compared to those, you're absolutely right.
That's
but still, you don't need to be going after somebody's leg. Come on.
That was really good. That was a really good one. That was
good. I just need to get into some of these football ones when you do those.
Right. Yeah. Well, I haven't. There's no football to do it. I didn't give him an NBA one, but
yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't find a Wemba.
All right, we got to go. That was really good, Matt. Thank you for that.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Generally speaking, the solution for that is just vocal rest. You need just some vocal rest. And I said, well, unfortunately, that's really not an option for me. I'm a broadcaster. And so she says, oh, where do you work? And I said, I work at ESPN. And she said, oh, my goodness, my husband loves ESPN. I don't watch any sports at all, but my husband loves ESPN. Would he know you? And I said, he might. I said, I host the show that's on in the mornings. She said, oh, okay, that's so exciting. She was very excited by this. And then she left the room. So now I'm still sitting there, Bubba and Cam, and I'm waiting for the doctor to come in. And the door opens again about 90 seconds later, and it's the same woman. And she says to me, I just called my husband. Are you Stephen A. Smith? And I don't know what came over me, but I said, yes, I am.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I mean, you guys look alike, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Exactly alike.
Greedy's a good looking man. Greedy's a good looking man.
I feel like the woman didn't know kind of what you look like.
Well, listen, that's a very unique story. What I'm getting more and more these days is literally I have older individuals, black, white, Latino, everywhere. They're coming to me. Look, I know you. I know who you are, but my wife, she keeps mentioning somebody named Brick. To come over to
it's
you.
It's Rick.
And I was like, I'm here. Port Charles General Hospital.
Let me show up this weekend, right?
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.